Hi, and welcome to the Creekwood Christian Church Sermon Podcast. This week's sermon focuses on our commitment to missions and what it means to be God's hands and feet in the world.
Our second scripture for reflection this morning comes from the Psalms, number 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God all my life long. Do not put your trust in princes and mortals in whom there is no help. When their breath departs, they return to the earth. On that very day, their plans perish. Happy are those whose help is in the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the strangers. He upholds the orphan and the widow, but the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. The word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks for this day. With the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts, may we offer them to you with grace and hope and love. For it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. I don't know about you, but I actually do enjoy a good rainy day. I was sitting in my office yesterday, and I was just enjoying the rain. At one point early on, I had my cup of coffee. I was sitting on my couch and just looking out my window, enjoying the sounds of the rain. There's something incredibly calming about rain for me. I think it goes back to when I traveled with an organization that was a mission organization called Youth with a Mission, or YWAM to some, where I traveled to Thailand and Cambodia. While I was there, I spent a large amount of time in northwest Thailand in a little town called Pai. The temperatures were frequently hovering around 90 degrees, and it was always humid because of the rainy afternoons and the rainy nights. Because of this, well, I sweat a ton during my trip, particularly at night when I would get into bed. Where we stayed was at the home of the pastor of this village, which was attached to his church. We each had a mat that was about an inch thick, and we placed it upon the concrete floor that was in a room of concrete with no air conditioning. It was a big open room for our whole group to stay, and the air would sometimes blow through the building, but most of the time I had to sleep on top of my sleeping bag, getting stuck to it because I'm sweating so much as I fall asleep. But it was the rain that would later change my life. At first, I hated it. Those first few weeks were the worst because it made the nights hot and muggy and the days even hotter and muggier. But thankfully, I was around some wonderful people who were able to help me out. Our translator who traveled with us, Prita, at one point saw that I was upset that we were walking in the rain yet again on another afternoon. She asked me what was wrong, and I told her that I was miserable because of this rain, and it made it difficult for me to enjoy my day. It was hot, and I didn't want it to be hot, so I liked the rain because it cooled it down, but I didn't want to be wet either, so I wasn't going to have my way, whichever way it went. And she, of course, in all of her kindness, listened to me in all of my privilege and didn't chastise me for it, but rather listened and reminded me of something. A simple reminder, really. Rain is what helps the flowers grow. Rain makes sure the rice farmers can have their harvest and their crop. The rain's consistency would prevent mudslides from happening, because if it dried up too long, the mountain would have mudslides with the next rain. And most importantly, she reminded me that the rain affects us all. I really latched on to this last part. The rain really did affect each of us and affects all of us. And frequently it brought our group and a group of strangers together on this trip. We would share umbrellas. We would stand under awnings meant for produce when the rains would come and a stranger would invite us to stand underneath there with them for a few minutes. Or sometimes we would just get wet and we would realize we weren't the only ones and we weren't the only ones with muddy shoes or being tired. Indeed, rain seems to remind me that we are all touched by our world around us. There is no escaping our world. There isn't escaping the reality of life's difficulties. I know without a doubt that if you are human, which I think each of you are today, you have endured a storm or two of your own. Rains come down, and sometimes the storm is gentle, and sometimes it is worse. And not so gentle. Have you ever seen the effects that natural disaster seems to have on us as communities? Whether it was the Houston community that gathered around the floods happening last year, or it was the tornadoes that hit east of Dallas the year before that, or dozens of other examples that I know that you can think of as well, that we see our communities gather together that have each been affected by this storm somehow and gather to help one another. It's nice to have these moments to see that people can indeed help each other. It's a nice reminder that we haven't forgotten about our neighbors. But truthfully, there are a few other life storms that we don't seem to see as often. There's an alarming part of the population of the homeless population in the U.S. I don't know if you know this, but there's a large teenager homeless population, kids between the ages of 13 and 19. Surfing on couches, living in their cars, sometimes even under a bridge, doing their best to live with their circumstances, to figure out life as a teenager. And these things aren't far from us either. In Texas, we are one of the higher populations of teenagers that are homeless. That isn't to say that things aren't getting better, as statistics show between 2007 and 2013, the homeless population decreased by 25% in Texas. And that includes the children and youth population. However, in 2017, there was an accounted for one night of 6,000 kids between the ages of 12 and 18 that were not housed, that were homeless for the night. And according to the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, nearly half of those kids were in unsheltered situations. This is an alarming statistic. Did you know that we throw out enough food in the U.S., in the U.S. alone, that could feed the entire world? Or did you know that there are tons of wells and water solutions being offered all over the world, and yet there are still places that worry about having fresh water consistently? Or did you know that on Fourth Sundays, we travel to the Salvation Army as a community of faith here, and we feed 40 or 50 folks? And that's just down the street. I don't say these things to guilt anyone, and certainly not to say that we aren't doing good things, because indeed, there are a lot of good things happening in our world. There are a lot of nonprofits that are stepping up, helping make situations better. There are other churches working to make things better. There are organizations working on cleaning up the plastic in our oceans. There are people who are making buses that give the homeless population more opportunities for a shower when there isn't enough shelters the night before. There are others who work towards eradicating human trafficking. There are literally hundreds of projects that are constantly in the works trying to make our world a better place. But the thing is, we aren't ever really done. Not by any stretch of the imagination. And as much as I'd like to believe that one day we can sit back and say, job well done, the world is taken care of, it is all a joyful place, the truth is, the work will never be done until that day. Whether it's at our back door or it's across the world, there is a need for us to come together as communities. It doesn't matter who the person is. As Dr. Seuss reminds us, a person is a person. As I was looking at our scriptures for today, I couldn't help but think of that very idea. A person is a person. It seems through these scriptures that God is the great helper, seeing those that are frequently not seen, the persons that are persons. God is the one who protects the unprotected, lifts up the orphan and the widow, feeds the hungry, gives justice to the oppressed, sight to the blind, and sets the prisoner free. All people are to be taken care of. In addition, as a community of faith, it is important that we give voice to what God can do and to also work alongside of God in creating healing and wholeness in our world. The world might be crying out, Chicken Little, the sky is falling, but we are reminded in scriptures and in our communities of faith that we are a people of hope because we have seen what God has done and can do. Reverend Dr. Caroline Lewis said, Are we as vocal, giving voice to our belief in what God can do or what God has done? The inability to remain silent when you recognize that the kingdom of God has actually come near is but one thing. And God's kingdom is not just here, but the power and possibility of the kingdom of God is even more than Jesus himself could imagine. The expansiveness of God's love, God's healing, God's grace will not be limited by any location or any laws. It will not be diminished by any creed or decree. It will not be regulated by the many reasons we come up with as to why God could not possibly be God. Indeed, seeing what God has done means we must take time to open our eyes and, yes, pay attention to the things that are happening in our world. I don't know about you, but sometimes I just want to turn it off. There's too much news and too much social media, too much awful happening in our world that I just want to be able to turn it off or tune it out. But if I want to find God in the midst of the chaos of our world, I have to first be willing to see, to pay attention, to listen. So I have to turn things back on. I need to pay attention, and I need to see where I, too, can make a difference. Missions are not about just that one trip a year, or about that one event that we are a part of once a month, or that thing that we can do once a week on a Sunday morning. It is a lifetime of working toward carrying out the vision that God has for our world. God seeks wholeness, and God is creating. And as our scripture from Proverbs today reminds us, and perhaps as Rain reminds me, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, and favor is better than silver or gold. The rich and the poor have this in common. The Lord is maker of them all. Indeed, we are all affected by the rain of life. We are all touched by the rain of God. My hope is that we work together to create a world that is washed clean by the rain that comes down. And hopefully it brings us closer together as communities of faith. Will you pray with me? God, we give thanks for the rain. Not just because it is rain that makes the flowers grow, but because it also reminds us that life isn't always easy. Help us to reach into ourselves and see the many blessings we have been given. Help us then to see the world that is in need. May we open our eyes to the work that needs to be done and help us not be overwhelmed by it, but driven by it. Give us the strength to continue creating healing and wholeness by your side, for we cannot do it on our own. May the rains come down, and may your kingdom reign on earth. Amen.